Hare Krishna. Here is a short update on yesterday's demonstration. It's short because in 15 minutes I have a meeting, a National Council meeting, along with our lawyers, and we're going to be discussing what the legal ramifications are come January 1st, if we have to become a religious association and lose our church status. How does that affect our running? What are the other practical considerations, legal considerations? So that's just coming up soon. Yesterday we had a great demonstration. As usual, it was a Hare Krishna festival right in front of Parliament. Interestingly enough, right in front of the Ministry of Agriculture as well, between Parliament and the Ministry of Agriculture. We had about 1,000 people present, devotees, supporters, many people, some Parliament representatives were also there, acquaintances. Of course, devotees from the farm came, including two of our cows, Kaveri and Godavari, actually one bull and one cow, oxen, and one cow, Kaveri and Godavari. They were certainly the hit of the show. To be quite honest, I've never seen as many media before, not only from Budapest or Hungary, but even internationally. AP was also there, and by the time I got back to the temple yesterday afternoon, there was already an article from them in the Washington Post. So the word got around. I was afraid that it was going to rain because that was the weather forecast, but it was beautiful sunny weather, 10 degrees in the middle of December. I've never experienced anything like that before. And the arrangements were very good. We had a great stage, a high stage, a good sound system. We have placards, well organized, large, one of these big billboards as well. From Bhaktivedanta Manor, we had on loan cow costumes, about a dozen cow costumes, in which devotees were dressed. Of course, they were Frisian cow costumes, not the Hungarian type of cows, but I don't think anyone noticed that. Everyone recognized what they were. From the moment I arrived on the site, which was about an hour early before the function began, I was just nonstop assailed by media. It was all very, very positive, very supportive. We had talks once. Well, first we had an hour-long kirtan, which was very good, good for Parliament. And from there, we had talks. Began with Maharani was the MC, Madhupati, who was our communications person, gave an introduction as to why we're there, what's happening. After that, Radha Krishna Prabhu spoke about Eco Valley and Eco Valley Project, the ecological significance of New Brajadam. After that, we had from one of the universities with whom we work with, from the agricultural department, the dean spoke. Then Antardi, who takes care of the cows, he was there. He made a presentation. Once Antardi was finished, then we had a very well-known child psychiatrist who's become a great friend. He spoke, and after that, we had children from the farm, Gurukul children. They recited a poem that was specially composed for the event, and then after that, I spoke After that, there was kirtan and prasadam distribution, and I stayed for another half an hour, but there were still people coming and milling around for another hour, hour and a half, until it got dark. So it was extremely successful. Our result was to bring, or at least the desired result, our goal was to bring to the attention of the public, as well as to the politicians, this oversight of the church law in July, which was that they hadn't taken into account what was going to be happening to our agricultural land, and neither did they pay any attention to the different appeals, either personal or through correspondence, that we made to the relevant ministries. But now they did perk up. All day Monday and Monday night, we had direct communication with the Human Rights Ministry, who were extremely concerned about the demonstration. And finally, a proposal went in to modify the land law that would allow churches who January 1st become associations to maintain, to keep their agricultural property. So that's not yet a law. That's going to be voted in on, or supposed to be voted in on, the 19th, next Monday. If that happens, then we will have achieved the purpose, or at least the interim purpose of this demonstration, and at least the land will have been secured. New Brajadam will have been secured. Are we happy with that? Well, one interviewer asked me whether we're happy with the proposal. I said, well, the proposal is still only a proposal, and I'll be somewhat happy when it's a law, but I'm not happy at all, because it's a byproduct of the government willy-nilly deciding that they were going to take away the church status of 300 churches. And it's symptomatic, this oversight is symptomatic of the entire law itself. Our real purpose is to actually be reinstated as a church. We don't like the idea of having to prove ourselves again. Neither would the billion Hindus worldwide quite understand why in this little country that's half the size of New Delhi, the Hungarian government is so unsupportive of Vaishnavas and Hindus, and so intolerant of the practices of the Hindu faith. So, no, we're not happy. We'll be happy when we get our religious status back, and we'd like not to have to prove again the fact that we're an authorized religion, but just be appreciated for our last 20 years of work here in Hungary. So our campaign's not finished. We're requesting devotees to continue with the signing petition. We're going to hand the petition over on the 19th, and we're planning further demonstrations of some sorts on the 19th and the 23rd. And until our real democratic rights are assured as a church, just like those other churches that are recognized in Hungary, we don't believe that this is what democracy is about, is that you make distinctions between those of different faiths. The principle of democracy is equality. The functioning of democracy is seen by how democracies honor human rights, and the most basic human right is the right to worship. So when freedom of religion is being curtailed, and it's a dream for any politician to think that taking away one person's church rights and giving someone else a church rights is not a curtailing of their religious rights. And I'd already mentioned how that will actually affect our practices in many ways. Then that democracy is not really fully functional. As a last piece of information, today, tomorrow, we expect the Constitutional Court to give some kind of ruling on the actual church law itself. We'll see what the outcome of that is. Some people are positive about it, others are doubtful. Anyway, let's see what happens. I'd like to thank everyone who's participated and given support, and we will expect that we may have to call on further support until that time, as our church status is reinstated. Pictures will be forthcoming on the site, as well as video, and I'll also be giving any updates on any developments that may be taking place in the immediate future. Once again, thank you all very much, and we're trusting in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremely victorious Sankirtan mission that ultimately, by serving his will, everything will come out successful. Hare Krishna.